Chapter 11. Hollywood. Comprehension. Read this letter. Dear Jenny, how are you? I arrived in California last week and have been staying with my cousins in Hollywood. I know what you must be thinking. The word Hollywood makes people think of money and fame, exciting films, and beautiful people. However, not everyone who comes to Hollywood becomes rich and successful. And nowadays, the famous Hollywood glamour is hard to come by. Hollywood is most famous for movie making, and so last week we went on a tour of the film studios. I learned that in 1912, when the film industry was just beginning, several filmmakers decided that California was the best place to work. The weather was good, and there was plenty of space to build huge studios. Before long, Hollywood was the only place to be if you wanted to make films. Actors, writers, and directors all moved here, and the film industry grew and grew. For 40 years, Hollywood remained the center of the film industry. People came here from all over the world, hoping to realize their dreams and become rich and famous. Of course, most of them did not succeed. One tour guide said that so many people arrived and then went home again disappointed that a new phrase was coined: never buy anything in Hollywood that you can't take on a train. Even some of the people who did succeed were disappointed in the end. I read that Marilyn Monroe described Hollywood as a place where they pay you $50,000 for a kiss and 50 cents for your soul. In spite of that, people still go to Hollywood looking for fame. If they find it, they can get paid a lot more than Marilyn's $50,000. Can you believe that top stars like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Tom Cruise now earn up to $20 million for a single film? Despite its glamorous history, I have to say that I am a bit disappointed. It isn't really a town, but one small area of Los Angeles. Although many rich and famous people still live in the nearby Beverly Hills district, I haven't laid eyes on any. The Hollywood area itself is very run down and shabby, and nothing like I had imagined. In fact, nothing in Hollywood is quite what you expect. Every waitress is really an actress, and every valet really a scriptwriter, all waiting to be discovered. Even the way people look is not real, as Los Angeles is also the world center for plastic surgery. I am beginning to get homesick as I am writing this letter. Wisconsin may not be as glamorous, but at least you can believe what you see. See you soon, Anne.